أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها قد بينا لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala warned the Muslims that you must never become unmindful of your deen. Be vigilant, otherwise ghaflat, unmindfulness overtakes you and you forget your object of life, that your object of life is deen, is the akhirah, to prepare for the akhirah. And for that Allah gives a beautiful example. Allah says, اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها. جان رکھو کہ اللہ زندہ کرتا ہے زمین کو اس کے مر جانے کے بعد. Know well that it is only Allah Ta'ala who brings the dead earth back to life. Like in winter, the grass is gone dry completely and or burnt, black or brown. But one rainfall and it comes back to life. This is example Allah is giving of the Arabs before they accepted Islam. They, what dirty, filthy, bad habits they had, what qualities they had. It were like a dead piece of land. But with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming, making effort on them, they became, as an Urdu poet says, jo khud murdat hai, those who were dead themselves, masiha ho gaye. They did not only become alive, but they gave life to other people also. But the Sahaba al-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they gave life to us also. Otherwise we should not have deen today. We shouldn't know who Allah is, what Tawheed is. We shouldn't know what is Kaaba Sharif and Madina Sharif. What is Jannat and Jahannam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. Our forefathers in all probability were Hindus. It was only this effort that Allah took out all that idols. Otherwise, may Allah protect us. Perhaps we should also be worshipping idols, etc. So this is the great favor. So Allah shows that He brings dead land back to life again. So be vigilant of your deen. We made you alive. Now don't become unmindful and go back to those things again. But always be careful and be on deen properly. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمَ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. ہم نے کھول کر سنا دیئے تم کو پتے اگر تم کو سمجھ ہے. We have openly and very clearly we have explained to you our signs and our ayats. If only you had brains to understand. Allah has made it very clear that your life is the life of the akhirah, and we have given you such examples and we have explained to you so much that you should be able to understand this. And one major way to achieve this, as in the previous ayats also Allah Ta'ala mentions, and in this part of the Quran, Allah stresses on giving charity, sadaqah. This helps plenty to a person to achieve this. Because money, everyone loves his money. He doesn't like to part with his money. But when he does part with it, Allah gives him tazkiyah, purity also. There is a great source of acquiring the purity of the heart, the purity of the soul. So Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُصَدِّقَاتِ. تحقیق جو لوگ خیرات کرنے والے ہیں مرد اور عورتیں. Undoubtedly, those people who give charity, whether it is the man or the woman, وَأَقْرَضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, or قَرَضْ دَيْتَ هَا اللَّهُ أَچِّي طَرَحْ, and they give a loan to Allah Ta'ala. Why Allah has termed it a loan? Like a loan has to be repaid. So giving in the path of Allah is like giving a loan. Allah is definitely going to repay you. It isn't that you're just giving that money, Allah is going to repay you. And not only that He's going to repay you, but He repays you. يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ وَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. اُنْكُ مِلْتَا هِ دُونَ. Allah doubles it up. Yeah, in this world also Allah gives you back again, and in the akhirat also you are going to get. So it isn't just that you are giving, but it is actually, Allah termed it a loan. We know a loan has to be paid. And any person who is an honorable person pays his loan. And who can be more honorable than Allah Ta'ala? So whatever you give in the path of Allah, you have given a loan to Allah. Allah is going to repay you. And here Allah mentions double. So double, 1 year in dunya also Allah will repay you. Allah will repay you in the akhirat also. And not only that, يُضَاعَفُ لَهُمْ. Allah will double it up, multiply it. And the minimum Allah will give in return is 10 and up to 700% and even more that. Wallahu yudha'ifu limen yasha. Allah will give you even so much more. Walahum ajrun kareem. Aur unko thawab hai izzat ka. And besides your loan being repaid to you, you are going to be rewarded by Allah Ta'ala an honorable payment, addition. Bonus also Allah is going to give you. Your loan will be paid back to you double. Allah will multiply it and increase it. And Allah Ta'ala will give you a great, great reward besides that. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ اور جو لوگ یقین لائے اللہ پر اور اس کے سب رسولوں پر. And those people who believe in Allah and all His Rasuls, that means all the essentials of deen a person believes in. And his iman is correct. And today we must understand that a direct effort is made no more on our amal only and bad habits coming into us, but on our iman, attacks are being made from all four sides. So we must be very careful that we safeguard and be vigilant about our iman, which is the most important. Of course, our amal, our character, our muamalat, business dealings, all that also we have to see to. But iman, yaqeen, and belief is the most important. So Allah says, those people who believe in Allah Ta'ala and all His Rasuls, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ السِّدِّيقُونَ وَهِيَ سَچَّ iman wale. They are the true believers. Those people whose iman is correct, they will definitely go to Jannah. If their amal, they have done weakness, and they did not ask for tawbah, make tawbah and istighfar, and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah, for such people, there will be wholesale forgiveness. Allah will forgive in great abundance. However, still those who still have to go to Jahannam, they won't really go for as a punishment, but just as a cleansing process, just as a healing process, to just get them ready for Jannah, and they will then be transferred to Jannah by Allah's mercy, by the intercession of people. And those who did not have this iman, they will be in fire of Jahannam forever and ever. So we have to make great effort on our iman. وَالشُّهَدَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ اور لوگوں کا احوال بتانے والے ہیں اپنے رب کے پاس. And these people will be those people who will give evidence by Allah Ta'ala. This evidence is the previous nations, they will refuse. They said, no Rasul came to us. Then Allah Ta'ala will ask for a witness that Rasuls did come to them. Then this ummah, those who had iman, they will give evidence that undoubtedly the Rasul did come to you people, and he did give the message. They will be asked, how do you know when you were not present? They will say, our Rasul, who was so true, and the Quran that was so true, it has referred to it many, many times, that the Rasuls went to their nations, to their ummats, and they did inform them properly. لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ وَنُورُهُمْ ان کے لئے واسطے ہیں ان کا ثواب اور ان کی روشنی. For these people who had that iman on Allah, on all the correct iman they had, these people, for them will be a great, great reward and noor from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, those people who were open kafirs, the munafiqeen, who had kufr in their heart, these people, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا اور جو لوگ منکر ہوئے اور مجتلایا ہماری باتوں کو. And those people who made kufr and who falsified our clear talks and our clear signs, أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. These will be the people who will stay in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever. So even for us, for our children, we must make an effort. We know what's happening at schools, universities, workplaces, etc. So at home, we must make an effort on our children. See that we talk about iman, about Allah and His Rasul. Otherwise, Shias are working enough at universities. Salafis are working enough at universities, at schools, etc. And they come with such type of arguments that they put doubts and they convince our people. So we have to make an effort. Send our children, ourselves, we go in Jamaat. Get connected with a Sheikh and follow his teachings. Do all this to protect at least our iman must be protected. And may Allah take us all with iman. Our brother Ahmed, who has passed away, may Allah give him the highest stages, give him his family also sabr, and may Allah be the guardian of us all at all times. Subhanallah.